Welcome back to another episode of Sustainable Idaho here on KISU. Sustainable Idaho explores issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council, Idaho State University's Sustainability Club, and KISU.
I'm your host, Julie Raymond. Today we will be discussing source water protection. Did you know that drinking water in Pocatello is entirely derived from a single source? Source water protection aims to safeguard the water in rivers, lakes, and streams for sustainable drinking water supplies. Protecting the lower Portneuf Valley aquifer would ensure safe water supplies for public health, to control costs for water treatment, and ensures that it is possible for the next generation, at a minimum, to share our quality of life. The lower Portneuf Valley aquifer is very unusual and starts from the Portneuf Gap south of Pocatello into Chubbuck and flows north into the eastern Snake River Plain aquifer. What is unusual about the aquifer is that it was formed by the Bonneville flood, which left a thin veneer of soil that covers the aquifer, leaving our drinking water vulnerable to contamination. The lower Portneuf Valley aquifer supplies 100% of Pocatello, Chubbuck, and North Bannock County's drinking water. Today I am joined by Dr. Sarah Godsey. She is an associate professor in the Geosciences Department at Idaho State University. As a hydrologist, her research focuses in part on the lower Portneuf Valley aquifer. Dr. Godsey, what can you tell us about safeguarding the quality of water in our aquifer?
A lot of times people aren't totally sure what hydrology means. And usually people care about water when either there's too much, there's too little, or it's not very good quality. One of the things that struck me as I started to learn more about water supplies in Pocatello was how lucky we are. When I sent out water samples to be run for pharmaceuticals and personal care products, the lab that I sent them to asked how it was possible that we had such low levels of most of the pharmaceuticals and personal care products that we were testing for. And they were like, you guys have some of the lowest levels that we've seen out there from all the samples that we get. And I was like, hey, that's a really good sign. And that's also reflected in the fact that our water, our groundwater that we pump up, at least at the city level, has to be treated with chlorine, but it doesn't have to go through a whole set of water treatment processes before it arrives at our taps, in large measure because it is in pretty good shape. And that makes it less expensive for us to have access to water. That could change pretty drastically if we had a contamination event that affected the majority of our city wells. From my perspective, one of the things that makes the most sense about an ordinance that at least suggests that we look at what the water quality impacts would be is that in the long run, it could save us a ton of money. I looked into some of the numbers, and if we hit some of the levels that we would need to think about taking some action on, we'd probably be looking at on the order of $500,000 per well per year that we'd have to spend to treat the water that we are not currently spending. There's 20 plus wells that the city is operating to meet the needs of all of the Valley residents, and that would add up pretty quick. And so thinking ahead about how we can make decisions that will keep us from having to clean up our messes, just don't make the mess in the first place, might be pretty wise. I know it's a choice politically, but from the scientific side of things, it's definitely a little easier to keep stuff out of the aquifer than it is to clean it up once it's in there.
Our next guest is Dr. Glenn Thackeray, a professor of geosciences at Idaho State University. Dr. Thackeray studies geological processes at the Earth's surface like glaciers, earthquakes, and groundwater. What are some of the things we should be considering as we plan for the future of safe water in our area?
Our water in this valley is generally in pretty good shape. The recharge area is primarily in the National Forest, and so the water coming into the aquifer is generally of high quality. There is one aspect of our local water that a lot of people don't like, and that is the taste. That's not a sign of contamination. That's the natural water chemistry primarily. The calcium and magnesium in the water makes the water very hard, and that's a lot of what we taste. That's not inherently bad for us. In fact, some of the calcium is probably good for us. The chemicals that we add to it that is the primary problem. In general, our water quality is quite good, but it's always better with groundwater, drinking water systems to take the long view and look ahead to where it might be 10 years from now and act to keep the water quality high without spending a lot of money on treatment. And the city of Pocatello has had experience with having to shut down wells because of contaminants. There's a well below the landfill that was shut down in the early 90s, and I don't think that's back up and running. And anytime we shut down a well, we have to replace that well. And there's one well that was drilled that has never been used because it was too contaminated. And these wells cost tens of thousands of dollars each to drill. Contamination problem at the landfill, which is operated by the county, but it's still local money no matter how you cut it, that has cost several million dollars, and it's nowhere near being fully addressed yet. So these are locally borne costs that are on the tax base, on the water rates. And so what Sarah said is exactly the way we have to look at it. There's definitely the health side, but the economic side, clean water is very attractive to a lot of people thinking of coming here from elsewhere or for people already here. And when the water is found to be out of compliance, we have no choice but to treat that water or shut down particular wells. The city and county are two different political entities with different duties and different pressures. Yet, in the city of Pocatello, both are very important in this question of water quality and water quantity. And if they were to work particularly well together, I think we might move forward a lot more quickly. I think what I would do if I were in a position of influence is I would work toward a serious 25-year water quality plan that doesn't require everything to be done right away, because everything you do costs money. Rather than looking at how it is today, looking at the trends of water quality impacts, which we know fairly well, and where those will be in 25 years, and figure out what we need to do to have high quality water 25 years from now. Because once it's there, it's very costly, and it's too late. If the contaminant is at a level that it needs to be acted upon, it's already too late, and it's going to be very, very costly.
I would like to thank our guests, Dr. Sarah Godsey and Dr. Glenn Thackeray of Idaho State University's Geosciences Department. To continue listening to this program, please visit our website, kisu.org/program/sustainableidaho, where this show continues with two more guests who are local experts on source water protection, Shannon Ansley and Sue Skinner, and learn about policy initiatives in Bannock County that could protect drinking water in the lower Portneuf Valley Aquifer and what we can do to help. Join us again next Tuesday when host Chris Brown takes a deeper look at salmon in Idaho.
Sustainable Idaho airs every Tuesday morning at 7:35. We explore issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. Thank you to our sponsors, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. If you have a suggestion or feedback, links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org/program/sustainableidaho.
Welcome back. Sue Skinner managed the local EPA office for 10 years prior to retiring in 2011. And Shannon Ansley has had a decades-long career as a hydrologist at the INL and Idaho Department of Environmental Quality. Currently, she's working on the Shoshone-Bannock Tribe's Environmental Waste Management Program. Both women are now policy advisors for the Portneuf Resource Council and teach sustainability classes within the community. First, Sue, why should we care about the aquifer in the lower Portneuf Valley?
100% of our drinking water comes from our aquifer in the lower Portneuf Valley. The Portneuf Resource Council has been advocating for the last few years for Bannock County to complete its draft on source water protection, and it's an ordinance that would do just that. It would protect our drinking water.
Thank you very much, Sue. Finally, Shannon, with your years of working on groundwater issues, what is the most important thing that we can do to protect our aquifer?
We all need to work together to protect the source of our drinking water. And that would that includes people who are on city water and people on the edges of the valley who are on private wells, that we have to use wise land use decisions. And sometimes we have to implement regulation that would not apply to private wells, but it would apply to the city public water supply wells, that we have to actively engage in protecting the sources of our drinking water.
Today, we've been talking with Dr. Sarah Godsey and Glenn Thackeray of Idaho State University's Geosciences Department, and Shannon Ensley with Sue Skinner, each career professionals with hydrology on water resources in the Portneuf River Valley, and policy advisors to the Portneuf Resource Council. Sustainable Idaho airs every Tuesday morning at 7:35. We explore issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. Thank you to our sponsors, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org/programs/sustainableidaho. This show is sponsored by the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club. Join KISU's Sustainable Idaho at 91.1 next Tuesday at 7:35 when host Chris Brown will take a deeper look at salmon issues in Idaho.